Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
In a fit of disappointment,
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. As a kid, were you ever told, do as I say, not as I do? Problem is, actions speak louder than words. But in the world of the Federal Reserve, even if there's no action, words mean a hell of a lot. The Fed made no change in interest rates at yesterday's meeting. Nobody thought they would. But what the Fed said about the future was very important. The central bank sees darkening clouds for the economy because of the turmoil in the credit markets. But for now, the focus is still on keeping inflation in check. Taken together, those words dashed hope for an imminent cut in interest rates, and the stock market had a fit in response. But after a 200-point swing, the Dow finished up 35 to 13,504. The S&P picked up 9 points to 1,476, and the NASDAQ rose 14 to 2,561. In Asia overnight, the major markets were higher, and the major markets in Europe are up in the early going. Remember those two Bear Stearns hedge funds that went belly up? Investors were hoping to address their grievances in court, but Bear Stearns is asking the American legal system to butt out. Jill Barchet reports.
75% of all hedge funds are based in the Cayman Islands because it's a tax haven. Now the Cayman Islands may be a good hedge fund home, even when you're not making any profit. Two Bear Stearns hedge funds filed for bankruptcy in the Cayman courts 1 week ago. And now Bear has asked a federal judge in New York to defer to the offshore court in a case that has cost American investors and creditors more than $1 billion. Jay Westbrook is a law professor. He helped write a new chapter of the bankruptcy code that allows multinationals to pick one country to quarterback their liquidations. What if Bear were to get its way and other funds followed?
Then, in effect, the sorting out of a major financial crisis in the United States would have been outsourced to a distant court that most people don't know very much about and that will not be very visible.
Westbrook hopes the judge will force the hedge funds to refile their cases where their assets are located, in the U.S. I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
In Britain, farmers are threatening to sue anyone found responsible for the current outbreak of foot and mouth disease. An official report today has just identified an American vaccine manufacturer, Merial, as one possible source of the virus. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The government report says there's a strong possibility the outbreak was caused by a major lapse in biosecurity at an animal research center. The center lies 4 miles away from the affected farms. Merial, a subsidiary of Merck, has been researching foot and mouth vaccines at the center. It holds thousands of liters of the exact strain of the virus involved in the outbreak. Merial insists it is not to blame, but Peter Kendall, head of the Farmers Union, says he will take to court any person or company found to be responsible.
My members are already very loudly saying we've lost money, we've got animals, extra feed costs, and there will be many, many costs that is being incurred by farmers because of no fault of their own.
A ban on all British meat exports is costing more than $20 million a week. And with 100 auction markets and 300 slaughterhouses shut down, the whole livestock industry's losses are mounting. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
London-based cell phone company Vodafone is hanging on to its stake in Verizon. Vodafone owns 45% and decided today to keep it instead of exercising an option to sell up to $10 billion worth of stock. Analysts are estimating the Verizon Wireless stake is worth about $45 billion. Vodafone says Verizon Wireless offers strong growth opportunities.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
Around the world, the U.S. spends billions of dollars on development programs to improve the standard of living for poor people. Sounds good, right? Well, not every country is buying. Take Bolivia, for example, which took a dramatic turn to the left a year ago with the election of Evo Morales. In Bolivia, critics of U.S. say that the aid comes with strings attached. As Mary Stuckey reports, U.S. money may be losing its influence.
Near the highland village of La Capinota are new farm fields. They're a project of Food for the Hungry International, a Christian relief organization funded by the U.S. government. These fertile fields yield 3 harvests a year, and farmers like René Clare earn, on average, 9 times what they made before.
Now we have our land and we can afford to send our kids to school. We are content in this place, thanks to FHI and USAID.
USAID is the United States Agency for International Development, which supports 500,000 people in Bolivia. Per capita, Bolivia is one of the largest recipients of U.S. aid in the world. Michael Yates is the director of USAID Bolivia.
These are all the kinds of activities that directly provide improved opportunities for Bolivia's poor. So again, these are not the kinds of things that that it's easy to have problems with.
But in Bolivia, some do have a problem with the conditions required for U.S. aid. For example, the U.S. wants to eliminate the production of coca, the primary ingredient in cocaine. But coca is sold openly in markets like this one in the Chapari, the subtropical region of Bolivia. As a result, USAID cut off funding for development projects in the Chapari for much of last year. But that didn't stop the projects. They got funding from other governments, Spain, Germany, and Venezuela. Local mayor Rima Agreda says U.S. money is nice, but assistance from other countries is better.
The Americans, they're so rigid in the way they want to condition their assistance. They're trying to satisfy their own interests and their own government policy.
Meanwhile, back in La Capinota, they don't much care where the money comes from. They just want a new irrigation system. In La Capinota, Bolivia, I'm Mary Stuckey for Marketplace.
Starting today, the upstart airline Virgin America will be adding service, linking its San Francisco hub with New York's JFK Airport and LAX. These inaugural flights could mark the beginning of stiffer price competition, so watch out, Southwest and JetBlue. Got comments for us? We'd enjoy hearing from you. You can get in touch at our website. That's marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.